This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The White House says President Joe Biden will travel to Poland later this month ahead of the one-year anniversary of the start of the war in Ukraine. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will meet with Poland's president about bilateral cooperation,
as well as our collective efforts to support Ukraine and bolster NATO's deterrence.
The president is trying to rally allies as the one-year anniversary of the Ukraine war approaches. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the visit is meant to give Ukraine a boost, too.
We know the next weeks and months are going to be difficult and critical, especially for their armed forces, and the United States is going to continue to stand by them.
Russia is believed to be planning a renewed offensive in conjunction with the anniversary. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Florida's legislature on Friday voted to expand Governor Ron DeSantis' ability to relocate migrants. Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom reports.
Florida's legislature on Friday voted to expand Governor Ron DeSantis' controversial effort to relocate migrants anywhere in the United States and bolster his election police force, backing some of the Republicans' top priorities ahead of a widely anticipated 2024 White House campaign. Last year, DeSantis used taxpayer money to fly dozens of South American migrants from Texas to the wealthy enclave of Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, saying he was responding to the federal government's failed immigration policies.
That's writers Tamara Lindstrom reporting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said several Russian missiles had flown over Moldova and NATO member Romania on Friday, and they were a challenge to the military alliance and collective security. He said this proves once again that terror does not and will not understand any boundaries, that defending Ukraine is defending all of Europe and the whole world, every country that wants to live. Today's missiles are a challenge to NATO and collective security. This is terror and must be stopped. Russia unleashed a new wave of missile strikes on energy infrastructure across Ukraine on Friday, causing emergency power outages for millions of people and prompting new calls by Kyiv for Western arms.